So we are Eva and Antonio. We work as a duo for 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
We are working with the Indigo Master Sufyan Khatri from India.
Mm-hmm.
And he is developing these beautiful textiles from us.
Yeah, I think, and we're working on a millenary tradition called Ayarak. It's sort of is a block printing tradition. It's something that has been done millenary by people who's been working on indigo, the Incas, the Mayas, the Yoruba, Japanese masters in India, Indonesia, and Thailand, all over the world where the indigo production was. Still to the day of today, when the crops come and when the indigo is presented and the textile is done, then there are these rituals.
There is always a ritual, yeah. It's a part of tradition.
It's a part of the tradition.
And we like to make it a part of our practice.
It's projecting in a logical way. It's almost like an algorithm who's so crispy and so clean that it's progressing in a logical way.
I think it's just growing in a sense that the way we understand textile, the way we understand patterns, the way we deal with it, the way we approach it and work with it is growing, and the way our performances are growing, the layers of the whole project are multiplying. So in that way, it's changing. I think it's just growing, and we're learning new things, and including new aspects into installations and performances.
And patching just started when messengers of the sun arrived. Like we start
part of a process. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In and exploring different ways of working with textile, we came to collage.
Yeah, and with collage, it's not only data, but it's like Afro-automatic pottery, it goes to Boro, it goes to African kilting in New Orleans from people from which works in plantations, it goes to automatic pottery, it goes to punk revolution time, UK, dot music, and poetry, and all putting all these things together with this DNA pattern and the blueprinting patterns, plus Yoruba, plus all the symbols of migration that in Messengers of the Sun have these gri-gri talismans that you see on the back of the textile.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
How does it work? It's a very interesting symbiosis.
Well, it's the same as collaging. Just like we collage the work, that's how our collaboration works. We collage ideas. One of us starts with something, then the other one adds on top of that, then we add on top of that, and then we are just patching ideas and build something new that comes out of as a reaction on the other one's idea. So in that way we create something completely new that would not be possible individually.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing when you talk about automatic poetry and data and surrealism. All these people, that when they were Buñuel's art, they were connecting poetry, and they were connecting poetry. One person will repeat and will react intuitively to the poem and to the words of other persons. And we intuitively react to the the patterns and to the indigo and to the form. So it's like almost like we.
So we don't know where we're like going. Actually,
indigo is expressionism in a way.
Yeah.
It's indigo, automatic indigo. You are pushing words. That's why we have the relation with dub music as well.
And adding what comes from each one of us individually, which is quite a similar background, because we have a very similar background and ideas and aesthetics, so it's quite easy, very organic.
Namaste.
Namaste. Let's do together. Let's do together.
Namaste. Namaste. It's clean. You want to make pictures maybe of the film, the back, Jacob?